St. Matthew's task here is to show how the promise made to David was fulfilled by faith. Faith is not an abstract sort of opinion. It's a power given to us by God to enter into realities that are beyond what our mind can achieve on its own. It's a way of knowing. But it goes against much of who we are and what we think. It goes against the presuppositions of most cultures, including our own. And so it's a challenge. Mary faced the same challenge. She too would have expected the Messiah to be born, I would suppose, in the normal course of events, through the union of a man and a woman. And she's challenged. That's not going to happen. Behold, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will conceive. And she believed. The Beatitude, the first in the Gospels, is pronounced over Mary, blessed is she who believed that the promise made to her by the Lord would be fulfilled. Believe. Joseph, the same. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel had commanded him. So Matthew, you know, we have in Luke the Annunciation made to Mary. We have in Matthew the Annunciation made to Joseph. Obviously, after the fact, the text would intimate to us that he knew that she was pregnant and was in a total dilemma as to what to do. She told him that she was that she had conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was so awed by that that he decided, you see, the angel says to him, do not be afraid to take Mary. What does that mean? You know, This is beyond me, and I should withdraw. This is too holy. And so the angel comes to explain to him his role, and his role, which in our day is finally becoming apparent. Right, we have now in the first canon the mention of Joseph that never happened. That was John the 23rd that put that in. Because his role in regard to the church is the same as his role in regard to Jesus. Well, what is that role? You see, it's based on faith. Don't you think he was tempted? He saw this child in his house, his love for him, the awe. I mean, just this is God incarnate walking around. And there must have been days when he said, you know, not every day was an apocalypse, you know. Day after day after day, facing this reality. And whether there was whispers in the town, who knows? But he lived by faith. Don't be afraid to take Mary into your home. Mary, your wife. St. Thomas Aquinas is the one who, among many, who says, was that a real marriage? Of course it was. See, Jesus wasn't just born of a virgin. He was born into a family. There's a man and a woman. They're committed to one another for life, and there's a child. That's a marriage. Accomplished by faith. And so we look at this man, and we see the power that he has through faith. If the letter to the Hebrews had extended its list of the heroes of faith, right? They conquered kingdoms, they overcame lions, they conceived when they were old, the power of faith. Now the power of faith is the power of God, is not the power of our trying heart. It's much deeper than that. It's the power of yielding to God. To God. When St. Thomas is reflecting on that line in Romans chapter 4, where Paul is establishing this power of faith, you know. We are justified by the grace of God through faith. Faith. So it says there that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness in the text in Genesis. And so, and Paul quotes it to get people to understand that the power by which we are made right with God is the power of faith. And so he asks the question, and it reveals an attitude in us, you see. Did Abraham merit justification by his faith? Isn't that, you know, I'm not doing well, but I'm going to believe harder, and then I'll be better. This is St. Thomas's answer. The very act of believing, ipsum credere, the very act of believing, you know, is a work of God. Huh? The very act of believing is a work of which is something that God works in the believer. God works in the believer. Faith is not a choice, it's a yielding. You know, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm a Yankee fan, I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, but whatever. Those are my choices. I believe in Jesus, that's a gift. That's not my choice. My choice is to yield to that gift. This would clear up lots of things in our culture, you know, the way we talk about liberals and conservatives. Well, I understand you're a conservative, you know. You're still all right as a person, you know, you're a conservative. It means you're against abortion, you're against, you know. Those are your choices. Those are, where is truth? So, the very act of believing is the first act of righteousness, which God works in the believer. I'm quoting St. Thomas now. By which the believer submits to the justification of God and receives its effect. God does the justifying, not the faith. The faith is that by which we receive the work of God, which is justification. Meaning what? Meaning a ticket to heaven. Now I am at rights with God, a thing I could never do on my own. It's a gift. By which, you see, he submits. Put in there, he yields. You see, this is what Joseph is all about. The power of faith in him is the power by which he yields. Now, yielding to the reality of Jesus Christ, you know, I remember once I was explaining this in a class down in a very bright young Dominican, former lawyer, actually, sitting in the back row. I was talking about yielding to this work of God. And he said, you mean that's all you got to do? I said, that's right. And if you do it, it'll kill you. You'll have to die to self. Belief is not a choice. I happen to be a Catholic. You know, I mean, I happen to be a Christian. That's kind of my choice. You want to be something else? That's all right. If we disagree on this, oh my goodness, you see, and this has become the American solution to conflict. Bury it. We never discuss anything serious because that would bring us to question our presuppositions, and then we might disagree. And since we have no mechanism for disagreeing, bury it. On that basis, homosexuality has nearly taken over the country because they don't bury it. But to disagree with them, that could be terrible. In fact, there's a bill being proposed that if I disagree with them verbally, I can go to jail. So much for democracy. So much for freedom of conscience. I'm free in my conscience if I agree with the society or with the culture, which may express itself in law. Faith is a gift. And it's a gift to which we yield. But we have to continually yield to it because of its implications. It's not enough that I just yield. I have to yield to all the consequences. You see, that's why it is the first act of righteousness which God works in the believer. Ipsum creator. And what is that first act of righteousness? Belief. Yielding to the truth. St. Bernard, confronting the same dilemma, you know, says, how his treatise is on grace and free will. What is the role of free will? I mean, I got a free will, right? It's part of it, of course. A God who created you without you will not save you without you, St. Augustine says. Huh? And so, Bernard comes down and he uses this word in this short treatise, 65 times, consent. To consent is to be saved. Consentire salvari est. To agree. Why don't we agree more? I mean, heaven, the door of heaven is open. Here we go. What? Because the reality brought to us by faith, as I said to that young Dominican, it's going to kill you. You're going to have to die to self, to ego, to sensuality, to see. And we have today the example of a man of faith. His role as the father of the Son of God become man is a triumph of faith, obedience, and chastity. There's nothing unruly in that man. He yielded perfectly to the truth of that reality Mary was carrying. In darkness, and I'm sure in some days, just, what am I doing? Jesus was tempted. Mary was tempted. I'm sure Joseph was tempted. And his temptations would be against faith. To believe, right? And to yield to that truth when all the testimony of my senses, my culture, my surroundings are telling me something else. Do you see how faith is a power? And if you want to get an example, you know, just look at that list in Hebrews. All the things they accomplished by faith, meaning yielding to the reality of God and his testimony to your conscience, yielding to that. Stop the mouths of lions, receive children after they were too old to conceive, you know, raise the dead, but won battles by faith. So Joseph, by faith, this, the dilemma is, the promise is, out of your loins is going to spring one who will be like, and the king. But it didn't happen. Yes, it did. In a transcendent way by the power of faith. That's why in Luke's gospel, which is an alternate gospel I think we can have today, right? And what does Mary say? Your father and I have been looking. He did not conceive in the physical order, but he is the father because of his faith. So to us, that means yielding to the reality of Jesus Christ and all the implications. Forgiving one another, building the community together, you know, faith. But faith is a way of knowing. It's not a decision, and it's not a feeling. The decision is to yield to the work of God who gives us access to this divine reality from which flows the power to become saints.